speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Are parents responsible for grown children whenever they walk away from the Lord? Let's hope and pray that our children, that as we raise them, that they will not walk away from the Lord. But truth be told, from time to time, children do walk away from God. To begin with, I believe that God teaches us that every parent needs to do all that is within their power to do to raise their children in the church. We need to understand that in the home, as fathers and even as mothers, we have an obligation as well as a privilege to instruct our children according to the will of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 teaches this. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but rather bring them up in the nurture or admonition of the Lord. Not only should we teach them or instruct them concerning the will of God, we need to involve them with the body of Christ. A passage that I dwelt upon in part this morning during our service was Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus Christ our Lord said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If parents seek first the kingdom of God, if I understand the scripture right, they are going to put God number one in their life and also the church, and therefore church attendance, being present during times of worship, being present during times of Bible study, will be a major significant part of their life. They will do all that is within their power to do to be present whenever God's people assemble, and hence their children need to be a part of that coming together with the church. The parents' example also will likely influence the children throughout the entirety of their life. I think in part that's what is being talked of in Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way it shall go, and when he's old he will not depart from it. And while I believe that in the immediate context he's speaking in reference to their everyday walk of life and their training that they receive in the home and they'll go out and be productive citizens in society, I think that there's also a principle that we can apply to the Christian life, is that if we sow that seed during the time in which we have our children in our home, then they serve a greater possibility, opportunity of being faithful to the Lord based out of that example and that foundation that we have set during the time in which they've been in our homes. But also the life that we live before them. Take into consideration Eunice as well as Lois and the rearing of Timothy, this mother and grandmother, the example that they had set forth as well as the teaching. But again, I want to go to the example, the godly lifestyle, their dedication to the Lord. I believe that this served as a very profound influence upon Timothy during the time in which he was being reared. And hence, therefore, whenever he grew and became a gospel preacher, a worker in the church, we find a man who was very dedicated to the Lord. And the bottom line is every soul chooses their own path for life. I believe that the sons of Eli serve as an example of this. The context here, if you go to the book of Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, you'll see that there was no king to rule over Israel. There was a king, let me make mention. That king was God, but there was no physical king to rule over Israel. And they were desirous of a king. We know the historicity concerning the children of Israel is that they were not necessarily always satisfied with God. They wanted an earthly king to rule over them. Well, during that time frame, it says that there was no king to rule over Israel, and therefore every man did what was right in his own sight. Why were they doing whatever one wanted to do in his own sight? Well, in part it goes back to the leadership. You take into consideration Eli, the priest, and Eli in the rearing of his children. It said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2 that the sons of Eli, chapter 2 and verse 12, now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord. Friends, I do not believe that that's because Eli had never told them about the Lord. I believe that he did indeed instruct them concerning the will of God. And I'll get into that, into the context. I also want to point out is that Eli would have had a huge impact or influence upon Samuel. Samuel is given into his care, and therefore he is responsible for the rearing, at least for the most part, of this young man. And what do we learn in regard to Samuel? If you go to the same context as 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child." Where did he get that? Friends, he got that from Eli. The same Eli who raised his sons who did not know the Lord. Note also the context of 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 22. It says, "Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And he said unto them, Why do you do such things? For I have heard of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against God, if one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father, because the Lord considered to kill them." It's not that Eli remained completely silent. Eli saw the transgression of his sons. And again, I think that he had laid a foundation for them. They chose to go contrary to that. When he heard of their disobedience, of the fact that they were not following the Lord, and not only were they not following the Lord, they were also leading Israel to sin against God, I believe we find here in the context where he strives to rebuke them and to correct them and to bring them back into line. And friends, I would contend that parents who have children who walk away from the Lord, more times than not, we're dealing with members of the church, faithful members of the church. They have done all that is within their power to do to rear their children, and their children choose to walk away from God. To those parents, I want you to know that we love you and we care for you and we're praying for you and we will work with you. And still, you have a responsibility to tell your children, listen, we disagree with what it is that you are doing, and therefore you try to bring them back. As the church, as God's people, we need to keep praying as well as we need to keep working to bring these children back home. The children of these parents, as well as children of God, as would represent a soul who will someday stand before God.